But that, should we be looking at a standalone crime? Well, we have difficulties that are common to those of other states when they're party to many international conventions. And yes, we are party to many international conventions. I think I'd venture to say all international conventions, criminal ones approved by the Council of Europe, the United Nations, and then the EU legislation, which obliges us to criminalize a range of behavior and conduct. This means that we have to intervene very specifically in the criminal code. Of course, criminal codes today are not what they were 20 or 30 years ago. They are going through all kinds of changes and very frequently. But when we decide to integrate those facts or developments in the criminal code, where you have categories of crime which contain certain elements, and in order to integrate those into conventions, I have to say, in technical and juridical terms, it's a very difficult exercise. Because you have to, how can I put it, cater for all the conventions and ensure that there is this comprehensive reading and understanding of the conventions. So it's very important that they are the same across conventions. The technique we have used always is we go and check. We look at the existing crimes in our criminal code or outside the criminal code. We also check up in depth and with great deal of rigor what the obligations are stemming from a range of conventions, and then we intervene at the level of the types or categories of crime. Sometimes we even create new types of crime or categories of crime that can happen as well. So that's the way we've been tackling it. And another question, I think raised by Mr. Ravena on the definition of the victim, how to define the victim, and the fact that we should reflect further on this notion of the victim. Perhaps tomorrow we can go back on this. But in the meantime, perhaps I could preempt a bit of the answer saying that our law covers this notion of the victim under the convention. But I'm sure tomorrow we'll have time to go back to this and discuss it further.
Thank you very much for these replies you have furnished for the committee members. Indeed, the notion of the victim covers under Article 24 of the Convention, and we'll have more dedicated time for this topic tomorrow. But now I would like to ask to the rapporteurs if they would like